Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Early in my ministry, a young man came to my office. He wasn't a member of the congregation. He didn't go to church, but he knew I was a pastor. And he had all kinds of questions for me about what the devil can and can't do to you. He was worried that he was demon-possessed. It came out in conversation that this young man was obsessed with watching horror movies, and things that he had seen in those movies were driving his fears. Yet until I pointed it out, he didn't see the correlation between watching all those movies and his worries about the devil. Now, we do this to ourselves all the time. We dwell on everything that could possibly go wrong in our lives, and then we wonder why we're anxious or depressed. We haven't figured out that it is not good for us to dwell on evil. But it's hard not to. We're exposed to so much evil in today's world. You know, never before has a people been so well informed about all the potential dangers, the deadly diseases, the human depravities, the natural disasters that are in our world. And yet never before have we suffered such high levels of anxiety. It's not coincidental that when we obsess on evil, worry increases. If we let ourselves, there are millions of things to worry about. We worry about the economy, losing our jobs, the direction our nation is headed, future terrorist attacks, our children being abducted, increased gang activity in the community. We worry about our family genetics that predisposes us to certain diseases, about the health risks in the foods that we eat, about balancing family and career, strains upon our marriages, choices that our children will make when they leave home, and losing our independence as we age and are forced to depend upon others. Often our own lack of faith causes us to obsess over some little worry until it becomes insurmountable in our minds. But more often, anxiety isn't the result of any one identifiable worry. Anxiety happens when we become overwhelmed by all the vast number of worries that come at us but blur together. They combine to make us feel anxious, but we don't know why. Usually, we worry about things that we have no control over. We worry when it would be far better to pray. As Christians, we know that our worries reveal a lack of trust in God. And yet, the admonition to stop worrying does nothing to relieve our worries. It just intensifies our anxiety. Well, if anyone ever had the right to worry, it was St. Paul. He was in prison for preaching Christ. He was waiting to stand trial, not knowing whether he would live or die. As he wrote this letter, his only concern was that God would grant him the courage to honor Christ while he lived and when he died. As we read his letter to the Philippians, Paul sure doesn't sound like a man on death row. He sounds like a man without a care in the world. That's because Paul did not focus on what is evil in the world, but upon what is good about our God in Christ. Facing the possible loss of everything, Paul says these words, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You know, others might say those words in joyous times, but what gives these words such credibility is that Paul could say them so sincerely in perilous times. Paul was writing to his Christian friends in Philippi. They were worried sick about Paul and the fate of the Christian church should he die. Paul reassures them that they need not worry about anything, for their loving God was in control of everything. Paul understood that God had put him in prison for a purpose, so that he could share the good news of Jesus Christ. The palace guards had become intrigued with Paul, a man who could pray to and praise his God even when he might be soon sentenced to die. Paul's courage and contentment while in prison also gave other Christians the courage to speak more boldly about Jesus. Like Paul, even when we are threatened with the loss of everything, our spouse, our children, our home, our job, our friends, our reputation, our health, and finally our life, we too can rejoice in the Lord. For Christ always gives us great cause to rejoice. Knowing that you are right with God through faith in the life that Christ offered up for you, that is better than this life and everything in it. And believing this changes everything. For nothing is more important to a Christian than the peace that we have with God through faith in Jesus. Like Paul, we too rejoice in the undeserved goodness of God in Christ. Like Paul, we rejoice in the unexpected gift of God's grace that was given us in the gospel. This is the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. This is the peace he was talking about. It surpasses all understanding because the world knows nothing about it. And even as Christians, we can't adequately explain how God's undeserved love for us in Christ could save a wretch like you or me. So how do we get past worry? Instead of obsessing on all the worries that are all around us, Paul's gospel strategy was to focus on the God of everything good. He says, "Brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, and the God of peace will be with you." Well, I ask you, what could be more true, more honorable, just, pure, and worthy of praise than Christ as we receive him here in his word and sacraments? This is where we find the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. I've learned over a lifetime that it is futile to fight worry. But the gospel invites us to forget worry, to replace it by focusing on Christ, who in his goodness has defeated all that is evil. For our worries are soon forgotten when Christ fills our hearts and minds. If you are a chronic worrier, as I am, you might not think there is much hope for you. And it is true. In your own strength, it is impossible not to worry. That is the law. But notice the gospel promise at the very end of our lesson. For there the apostle says, I can do all things, including not worry, through Christ who gives me the strength. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.